Dark Smile Productions presents Map and Steads and Gemma by Simon Bestwick, starring Bernard Nugent, Aaron Kelly, Victoria McCorkle, and Simon Bestwick.
The train now standing at platform 3 is the 315 from Liverpool Lime Street. This train terminates here.
Where's it got to?
Map?
Steads!
Map! You stumpy little ginger.
All right. Nice to see you as well, Frankenstein.
Come here, then. What?
Oxygen! Jesus! You're picking gorilla!
Excuse me, Shorty. It's nice to be back.
In Salford?
Yeah.
I can tell you just got out of nick.
Shut it. Where's your car?
This way. Come on.
You love it here, same as me. Else why you still here?
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Besides, Gemma don't want to move.
Right. You what?
Come on, we'll shower soon.
Gemma?
Can you fit in the front seat? I mean, it's only a small car, you see. It's not built for a big elephant like you.
Who's Gemma?
Gemma? You could say she's me, she's my girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, so? I've had girlfriends before.
No, you ain't. You've always had Bird. You've always had Totty. Aha!
What?
Maps in love, maps in love.
Oh, you and the arse you're riding on.
Train.
Whatever.
So come on, what have you been doing?
Oh, not much. Oh, I got a new job. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Well, I did.
Doing what?
You promised not to laugh.
Scouts honour.
You were never in the Scouts.
Cubs honour then.
You got chucked out of them after 3 weeks for decking the Arcalo.
I did not deck the Arcali, he slipped.
Of course he did.
I only meant to push him off, he was right in me face.
I know.
Never did know me own strength.
Well, no. That's how you ended up doing 18 months in Walton. Soz, mate.
So, it's true, innit? Anyway, I said cubs on a dinner. What do you want? Blood?
Alright. I'm a trainee accountant. Oi! Cubs on my arse.
Sorry, mate, but you an accountant.
Well, you know, pays better.
So whose idea was that then?
Oh, here's the street.
Matt?
Not seen my new gaff, have you?
You're not still at your mum's?
No. Didn't I tell you?
No.
Here we are. Look, just one thing, right?
What's that?
Mind your P's and Q's.
Me what?
Your P's and Q's.
What's this? The invasion of the body snatchers. Where's the real map? What have you done with him?
Hardy ha. Look, just button it, right? Gem don't like bad language in the house.
What? Well, sideways.
Oi! None of that.
We're not even in the house yet.
Just getting you into practice. Come on.
P's and Q's. P's and Q's. I've got to meet this girl.
Ali, that you?
All right, love.
Ali?
Shut up.
Hiya, darling. Had a good day?
Of course I have.
You must be Paul.
Just call me Steds. Everyone else does.
Right. Nice to meet you anyway. Come on in.
Shoes.
You what?
Shoes off.
What?
Shoes off.
So, Paul, how long have you known Ali then?
Oh, you mean Aloysius here?
You can...
Ali, what have I said about language in here?
Sorry, love.
Oh, we go way back since school. We was thick as thieves.
Thieves?
Figure of speech, love.
Oh, yeah. We used to knock about getting into scrapes and that.
Really?
Oh, aye. Remember this one?
Steds.
What?
Do you want a cup of tea, Ali?
Oh, please, love one.
And how about you, Paul?
Steds. Ta. Coffee with one.
I'll get a kettle on.
How old?
18.
What?
18.
18?
Why don't you put a sock in it?
You cradle snatcher.
Shut up.
How did you meet her anyway? Hanged around outside the school gates on Cromie Road with a bag of toffees?
Oi!
Hello, little girl. Would you like to see some puppies?
You can go on.
Ali!
Sorry, love. Shut up, will you?
All right, sauce. You lucky so-and-so.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, you're still a nonce. You,
Ali.
Sorry, love.
Paul, pass us the brown sauce, please.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So anyway, I'm at work and my supervisor starts giving it all that. I mean, he's never liked me from day
God, on. She's gorgeous. Call him up, whatever you like. But he's a lucky git with the birds. Anyway, he's not really cradle snatching. So she's 18. So what? He's only 25. So am I. No. Oh, stop right there, Steds. This is your best mate you're talking about. No, just his bird. But she's not just his bird. She's his girlfriend. How could you ever think about doing that to him?
Easily.
Hey?
Just imagine the fun you could have with a pound of apricots and some skin moisturiser.
You what? I'm already doing a Hail Mary for what I was thinking about. Impure thoughts about me best mate's bird.
Girlfriend, surely.
Shut it.
No, I'm supposed to tempt you into doing wrong.
Well, where's the other guy? The one with the wings and the harp?
You don't have one.
What do you mean I don't have one?
You don't have one. You did, but there were some staff cuts.
Staff cuts?
Yes. They privatised the service and the angels didn't show sufficient results. They weren't hitting their productivity quotas and so they were sacked. It's a tough and cutthroat world, you know. And it doesn't owe you a living.
Will you just shut it?
No, I told you. It's more than my job's worth. I've got to hit my targets too, you know.
Shut it or I'll shut you up.
And how are you going to do that? I live inside your head. You can never silence me.
Wanna bet?
What could you possibly do?
Go down to the Lord Nelson. 12 pints of Altie's bitters is enough to shut anyone up.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
All right. You win. For now. But this isn't over. It's only begun.
So anyway, you should have seen the size of it.
Ali.
Sorry, love. You all right, Steds?
Paul, are you okay?
Apricots and moisturise.
What?
No, honest, I was thinking about my shopping list. I need a moisturiser for my skin. You know how sensitive it is.
Yeah, all right.
And the apricots for the vitamin C.
All right. Anyway, here's the spare room.
Thanks, mate.
When are you going to go and see your folks then?
Leave that off as long as I can.
That bad?
Worse. You know what they're like?
It wasn't your fault.
Try telling them that.
Yeah, well, see you in the morning then.
Right, beddy buys.
Get out of this house, here and filthy mouth with you.
God almighty.
Get out, go on, get out.
All right, for Christ's sake.
Blaspheme under my roof, you... And I'll tell you something else, you... I'll just get...
What?
Just me.
Oh.
You all right?
Fine.
Okay. Do you want a brew?
Please.
How do you have it?
Tea with one sugar.
How strong?
Oh, really strong. Hardly any milk.
Gotcha. I'll just get Kessel on.
Thanks.
So this girl starts chasing Map right down to the street with what looks like a frelling elephant gun. I bring the car around as fast as I can because now the dad's got this gun to his shoulder and started to aim.
Just in time then.
Well, almost. Old geezer got him smack in the backside. Good job it was only an air rifle.
And he told me it was from a flu jab when he was a kid. Flu jab mine.
Well, exactly.
So why do they call you Steads?
Oh, that, short for Steadhead.
Steadhead?
Yeah, cos I'm big in that. Steadhead's someone who does, well, a lot of steads, you know, steroids.
And do you?
Do I, heck? But it's not worth getting into a scrap over. Forget me own strength sometimes. That's why I was in the nick. I hit some prat that was giving Mapp a hard time. Only, I hit him a bit too hard. Ended up getting 18 months for GBH.
Do you spend a lot of time keeping Ali out of trouble?
Nah, just most of it.
Why?
It's what you do, innit? Well, for the people you care about.
Even when they do your head in?
Yeah, even then.
Wish I could be like you then.
What, 6'4" and pig ugly?
You're not pig ugly.
Yes, come on. Now's your chance.
Look, I know I ragged him about it earlier, but you do seem good together.
We do. In front of people. But it's not the first time this has happened.
Hey, come on, love. Come here. It'll be all right.
Thanks, Steds.
You're all right.
Go on. Go on. You know you want to.
Steds? Steds, you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You're walking funny.
Fine, honest.
No!
Just thinking, Mapp will be back here soon.
Yeah.
Jem?
Yeah?
He does love you, you know.
You reckon?
Known him a long time. Spot it a mile off.
Same here. Can you call us a cab while I pack?
Yeah, sure. Jem?
What?
Taxi's here.
I'll be right down.
2 minutes, mate.
Right, this is it then.
Got everything?
Yeah. Take care, Steads.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
See ya. Little Jem.
Come here. See you, you big soft get.
Don't tell anyone. I'll lose all my street cred.
What street cred?
Hey.
Your secret's safe with me. Bye, Steads.
Well, there she goes. What the flipping heck?
You were rotten. Sanctimonious.
What are you blubbering on about?
I used to be one of the best at my job. Now look at me. That incident with your friend's woman was my last chance. And now they've P45'd me.
Well, it's like you said yourself. It's a tough and cutthroat world.
Oh, thank you. I've spent my whole life in the service of evil and darkness. What am I supposed to do now?
I think they're looking for staff down the local conservative club.
Oh, thanks for the tip. I don't suppose you could spare a little change just to tide me over. Ah, let me go.
There's an old saying I'm sure you'll remember.
No!
On your bike. Alright, mate.
Oh, alright, Mapp.
Just you, is it?
She's gone, mate.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that'd be the sketch.
Soz.
It's alright. Better off, you know?
Sure.
Birds, you know, cramp your style.
Of course they do.
Who needs them?
Not us.
Too right. Get out on the lash, pull us some wenches. Be fine.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, picking Elstead. What am I gonna do?
Pub's open in a bit.
Is that all you ever think about?
No, but it'll do for now.
You bastard.
Hey, language.
Don't.
Sals.
So who's buying?
Who do you think?
You're a true mate, Stedsy.
Yeah, now go get a kettle on.
You and the horse you rode in on.
Train.
Whatever.
In Map and Steads and Gemma, Steads was played by Bernard Nugent. Map was played by Aaron Kelly. Gemma was played by Victoria McCorkle. And the Devil was played by Simon Bestwick. The play was written by Simon Bestwick, directed by Ian McNess, produced by Adam Robbins. Title song, The Devil and the Dolly, by Geek Girl. Website, thegeekgirl.co.uk.